The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And if you have listened to this program for any time at all, you know I absolutely love the Salvation Army of Central Ohio. And I'll do just about anything I can to support this wonderful ministry right here in Columbus and Central Ohio. Well, there's something coming up this summer. Well, spring and summer. When is the first official day of summer? Is that May 21st? No, that's June 21st.
June 21st.
So, spring and summer. And it's associated with the Salvation Army, and I have the privilege of having Major Deborah Ashcraft. Craft, correct?
Yes, yes.
I'm always tempted to say Croft.
That's okay. Because
I've known a lot of Ashcrofts. I think you're the only Ashcraft that I've ever known.
Well, whatever you want to call me, Bob. I think it's impossible for you to offend me. We're so grateful for your support.
I'm not even going to try. What we're talking about is the Salvation Army Lemonade Kids Helping Kids. Deborah, yes. When and how did this start? Is this national or did you start this locally?
So it is growing across the nation. It started in Lexington, Kentucky, and really, my husband and I started it. It really was birthed through prayer.
You did.
We were asking God for direction as to how we might raise awareness of children in poverty and also give children opportunities to be helpers and learn the joy of giving. And as I was praying about it, on four different occasions, God brought a memory to my mind, and that was when we had the giant kettle out in front of the mall. We were raising money for the survivors from Hurricane Katrina. And children, we had large checks, but we also had many children who came with their jars, and it said lemonade for the children of Katrina. And as I was praying, God brought that memory back to mine. That was in, you know, happened in 2004. We launched in 2007 because, as my husband said, I said, I don't know if this is just me or of God, because I don't know how a lemonade stand could provide all the resources we need, you know, to serve the children who the Salvation Army was helping after school and kids who were homeless. But, you know, one thing Steve and I have learned is God is faithful. He never leads us astray.
Yeah,
and so in 2007, we launched Lemonade in Lexington, Kentucky. And then this will be our fourth year in Central Ohio, and it's really growing. The first year we had 400 wonderful kids at a lemonade stand to help other kids. All their proceeds go to—
That was the first year.
Right. And
that
the second year we had more than 600, and last year we had a little over 1,000.
Oh,
so I'm
so
anxious to see how God is going to bless this year. And it's one of those campaigns that really accomplishes two things. One is the children that are having the lemonade stand learned that priceless life lesson of the importance of serving those less fortunate and the joy that comes with that. They have a lemonade stand any day, time during the campaign with their parent or their church group leader, and they donate 100% to the Salvation Army. So that brings me to the second blessing of lemonade, and that is that all of those funds are used right here in Central Ohio to help provide children with after-school and summer meals, after-school and summer education, free music classes, recreational opportunities. So Lemonade is a Kids Helping Kids campaign.
I think that's fascinating because just yesterday morning we had our pastor's breakfast and our speaker was from New Orleans, pastored either the largest or second largest church in all of New Orleans. And it was completely wiped out with Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
his personal home was completely wiped out with Katrina. And we were just talking about the devastation.
Mm, yes.
And the fact that Salvation Army did so much in New Orleans. And I think it's fascinating that this had kind of its genesis in that sense because of yesterday. But anyway, during the break, before we went on the air, we're just talking about some of the fascinating ways that churches have gotten involved. Now, Awana is done over finished for the summer, but often a church wants to keep contact with their Awana kids during the summer. Mm. What a great way to keep in touch with their kids in Awana and say, hey, here's something we can all do together and get the Awana kids together and get them involved in Lemonade. And you said that churches, every church has a coffee station now.
Right. We've had,
You're just not hip. You're not cool unless you have a coffee station in your lobby. And you said churches are allowing kids to set up a lemonade stand either right next to or across the lobby from the coffee station, and the kids sell the lemonade.
That's right.
In order to help other kids.
That's right.
I think that's brilliant.
And, you know, basically many of the churches have selected to kind of take an offering or for any donation. You know, they let the kids have their lemonade stand. So it's, and people can find out, you know, youth group leaders and parents can find information at our website, salvationarmylemonade.org. You can register online. We've tried to make this very easy. We will mail you a promotion kit. There's no cost for it, so that you'll have official signs for the children, the youth group. Every child will have a button to wear. We have thank you stickers for all of their customers. So the parents and the youth group leader, they do provide the lemonade, and some choose to add baked goods to it and other beverages. So we want the kids to basically make it their own, have fun. They might choose to make some additional signs themselves and learn how to marketing. And with social media, that's such a great help because you can let other people know when and where your child is having a lemonade stand so that they can support.
The promotional kit that you will send out is free?
Absolutely, yes.
Right, and the website, and I want to make sure you spell it correct, Salvation Army Lemonade, no E on the end.
Right.
A-I-D, no E, because a lot of people spell lemonade with an E on the end. SalvationArmyLemonade.org. SalvationArmyLemonade.org. And there you can find the information, register your youth group. And one of the reasons why I think it's just so wonderful to get the church involved, I think it's great if kids want to do it on the corner in their neighborhood and so forth. But today, Deborah, my wife and I often have stopped at a lemonade stand out in front of somebody's house. We've done that often. It's cute. You help the kids out. We don't do that much anymore because safety. You don't know what people are putting that lemonade because these are different times. So I'm not saying that's bad or they shouldn't do it, but if it's at the church or associated with the church, I just think it's far more effective. You even said that churches are doing drive-through lemonade stands at their church.
Right. We've had some churches do that where, you know, you would see typically kids with signs saying car wash and an arrow. So it says lemonade and an arrow. And people can drive through and get their lemonade.
Okay. Every cheerleader group, every soccer team in Central Ohio has done a car wash at an Arby's, a Wendy's, in the parking lot, and they usually don't mind. Have you heard of any fast food or stores where they've been allowed kids to set up a lemonade stand out in the parking lot or whatever, a drive-thru?
So on our finale, and that's one of my favorite, which we'll talk about in a minute. We do have an opportunity for kids to come and put their funds in our giant lemonade.
Finale?
Yeah,
I love
because
finales.
You know we have to celebrate this wonderful kindness, this generosity of from our kids, and they get a T-shirt. But that's when I usually hear the stories of where their lemonade stand was, and so I do know of some parents that there have been stores that says, "Yeah, you can have a lemonade stand here." We also had City Barbecue last year, and they're going to help this year. They take a night, and they say all you know, so much of percent of all beverages is going to go to the Salvation Army lemonade campaign.
You tell me the city barbecue that does that, and I will. I love city
well,
barbecue.
Be all in,
I will. I will.
All in I'll Franklin County.
Them.
All in
well,
Franklin County.
Well, we've got a city barbecue in Westerville, and I would love an excuse. You know, just for the good of the cause, not for the food.
Right.
Just for the good of the cause, you know. That's great. So have you heard yet whether they're doing that this year?
They are definitely going to do it this year.
They
we,
are.
I'll get the date later, and I'll be sure to let you know. We'll put it on our
Please
Facebook
do.
Page.
I promise you, I will visit City Barbecue.
And this summer, Bob, many churches will have their vacation Bible school. So some,
sure.
You know, there's usually a mission project that's encouraged
Absolutely.
In the material. So this is could be a local mission project. Where some churches on the graduation night, they let kids have a lemonade stand mm-hmm. as part of the refreshments mm-hmm. and encourage parents and families who are coming to the graduation to bring some cash for the lemonade. So lots of different ways that kids can learn this great lesson of supporting children less fortunate. And, you know, in Franklin County in Central Ohio, in Ohio, 1 in 5 children live in poverty.
Yeah,
in Franklin County, it's 1 in 4. And 1 in 5 of our children don't have enough food to eat. That just really shocks me. But the good news is that our children can even help. And we hope that this will become just a lifelong journey for them, that as they continue to grow as adults, they will be mindful of others who are less fortunate and feel empowered that they have something to contribute. They can make somebody's life better.
We're talking with Major Deborah Ashcraft with the Salvation Army, and we're talking about lemonade, kids helping kids. Quick break, and we've got a lot more information to give to you. But meanwhile, you can find out for yourself at Salvation Army Lemonade with no E on the end, salvationarmylemonade.org. You're listening to Bob Brady Live. We'll be right back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I have no idea whether the lemonade has to be made in the shade by an old maid. I don't think that's a requirement. They can use any lemonade they want, right?
Yes, they can even have pink lemonade if they want to.
We're talking about lemonade. Kids Helping Kids, sponsored by the Salvation Army. It's a great event, runs from May 31st to July 27th. I want to encourage every family in our listening audience to get involved. Have your kids do a lemonade stand. Contact your church about setting up a lemonade stand across from the coffee station in your lobby. Have a lemonade drive-thru in the parking lot of your church. Those of you that have youth groups, get your youth group involved. If you have a wanted, it'd be a great way to get the kids back together in the summer so you don't lose contact with them. There are just so many ways that you can get your children or the children of your church involved in lemonade, Kids Helping Kids. And I'm visiting with Major Deborah Ashcraft from here in Central Ohio. And I noticed a suggestion, parents matching the dollars mm-hmm. for the kids. I think that would be great if parents would say, hey, whatever you raise, I'll match it.
Yes. You know, through the years, we have heard from kids that, you know, mom or dad matched.
Sure.
What they have raised in lemonade. We even had a whole neighborhood. They got their neighborhood association together.
Really?
And many of the families participated in lemonade. And then one of the adults who doesn't happen to have children, young children anyway, matched everything that they raised. So, I mean, those kids, I think they raised almost $2,000 with the match. Isn't that incredible to think? And this is a great activity for the summer. It's something they'll remember for a lifetime. You know, the summer they held a lemonade stand and made a difference for impoverished children right here in Central Ohio.
And again, right now, you can go to SalvationArmyLemonAid.org. And after I made a big, big, big deal about no E on the end, Major Deborah told me, well, they purchased the website that has the E on the end.
So just in case.
If you want to put the E on the end, you can.
We wouldn't want to miss an opportunity.
That's right. And the Salvation Army will mail a complete promotion kit to you. And they're available right now at SalvationArmyLemonAid.org. And then you got a big finale coming up on Saturday, July 27th. And for the first time, it's going to be at the Columbus Zoo, correct?
That's right. You know, we've always had a finale celebration because it's a time for the Salvation Army to say thank you to the kids and the parents for this great thing that they've done. And so it's courtesy of Fifth Third Bank. Our kids who had a lemonade stand and their parents are going to be able to go to the zoo, and they will put in their proceeds and they're going to get free tickets for the day. So they'll get a T-shirt and then they'll be able to enjoy some family time together.
That's going to be so cool.
Thank you.
So the kids are going to dump it into a big kettle.
Right. You actually climb the stairs. That's how big this kettle is.
Okay. Is it the kind that Ezekiel Elliott jumped into the end zone in Dallas?
Actually, it's bigger than that.
It's bigger. Well, good for that. All right, they'll dump it in, then they get a free T-shirt, and the entire family gets into the zoo free.
That's right. And it's a gift courtesy of Fifth Third Bank. Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful.
And we just want to make, you know, lemonade is never intended to be a competition. It's not about how much each child raised in their stand, but we do want to celebrate what every child has done, how they have given of their time and their love for children that they don't even know, but they just know there are kids who are hungry and need help.
Yeah. Well, 1 in 5 children in our community go to bed hungry. 1 in 4 in Franklin County actually live in poverty. 1 in 5 in Ohio. And the proceeds are going to go to after-school programs, summer day camp, overnight camp, housing for homeless families, hot meals. It's just a wonderful cause. And I think one of the wonderful things is every penny stays here in Central Ohio. Every penny raised goes to help children here, right here in our community.
That's right. And there are a lot of children in need, Bob, as you've mentioned.
Sure.
Last year, thanks to our generous community, over 23,000 children were served by the Salvation Army. And when I say thanks to our community, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Yeah. We don't receive dollars from the national office. It is because of our neighbors and because of these wonderful children giving of their time to have a lemonade stand that the Salvation Army can provide those services.
All right, again, let's summarize. It's Lemonade, Kids Helping Kids, May 31st to July 27th. You can choose when and where you have your lemonade stand.
Yes.
If you will go to SalvationArmyLemonade.org, you can find out how to get a complete promotion kit that will be mailed to you absolutely free. You'll have everything you need, all the important instructions. And then on Saturday, July 27th, a big finale celebration at the Columbus Zoo. The kids will pour their proceeds into a giant Salvation Army kettle. They get a free T-shirt, and the entire family gets to enjoy family time at the zoo for that entire day. Deborah Ashcroft, Major Deborah Ashcroft, thank you so much, and I pray that hundreds and hundreds of our listeners will get involved in Lemonade.
Thank you, Bob. I'm praying for that as well.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. All right, quick break, and we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.